Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Heather Villa, Jen Pointer, and Dr. Bob Choate. The question I want to ask, how do you stop procrastinating? Bob, kick us off.
Yeah, so that's very interesting to even think about, because the thing about human beings, because I look at it also from the neuroscience perspective, and we naturally will procrastinate unless there's a big reason why we go after something that we want to immediately do it. We relegate back to that part of our brain, especially the what's known as the limbic system. So that's an earlier construction on our brain, whereas our prefrontal cortex, which is a higher part of our brain, is more of a recent development in terms of mammals. How do we get out of the procrastination where, you know, we're trying to preserve our brain power, you know, and it takes some brain power, and some people talk about like willpower in order to do something. We want to have what's known as a path of least resistance. So what we need to do is find for our own selves, what is that path of least resistance, to focus on that, why we want to do something. And that's what we have to connect to. That's where we're connecting more to our emotional system that'll move us forward.
Bob, I like that you mentioned that, because when I notice I'm procrastinating or there's a task that I really don't want to do, I come up with a reward. I can't reward myself until it's done, whether it's, you know, just resting or going outside for a walk. I cannot do it until I complete my task. And that seems to help me be a little more driven to get it done, whether I want to do it or not.
I think it depends a little bit on what it is we're procrastinating on, though. So I'm the same way. I'll do reward systems. And then you've also got the other philosophy of, if you're not passionate about it, change what you're doing, because if the passion's not there, sometimes you get stuck in that rut with your job or something where you're just like, I can't do this. And you find yourself procrastinating more and more. And that might be the time to make that change. But one of the things I've recently started doing that's really helped a lot is, Dr. Bob, you actually mentioned emotions. I've actually tried to take emotions out of my why. When I find myself procrastinating, I stop using the emotion. I don't allow myself to make excuses that have emotional terms in them. So it can't be because of how I feel or what I'm afraid of. If I can find reasons outside of that, then maybe there's a reason I shouldn't be doing it. But if it's emotion-based, I just have to push forward and get it done.
I know for me, I have to notice first that I'm procrastinating. When I was in grad school, I knew I was procrastinating if I started vacuuming. Like, that was my ding, ding. Hello, Robin, you don't need to be vacuuming. I don't do that as much now, but I have found that if something is conflict related, like for example, 2 weeks ago, I had to write an email to someone that was hard to write and basically say, this is not okay. I had to create a boundary. And she replied back to me pretty quickly. I left that email unread for 2 days. I had this excuse like, well, she wrote me back on the weekend and I don't have to read it. But, you know, come like Tuesday morning, I'm like, well, Robin, you should probably read. And it wasn't that bad. Like, she totally accepted the boundary and whatever. She wasn't ugly back to me, but I had to look at that and say, why am I procrastinating? What am I afraid of? I mean, she's not going to hurt me. It's an email.
I've recently been working with a coach and trying just to determine and reestablish where my goals are. I had a lot of life changes. And one of the things that I was wanting to get back to doing was daily devotionals. And I know in my mindset that I'm the type of person, I'll do it. And then when I miss a day, I really will beat myself up over that. And so my goal was to do them on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But the very first Monday I planned to do it, I think intentionally didn't do it that Monday because I knew I could do it Tuesday. I almost wanted to test myself. I'm not going to beat myself up that I didn't do it. I was too tired. I wasn't going to get what I needed out of it. I did it Tuesday morning and I was still satisfied. I completed it. Eventually, I'd like to be able to level up and get to where I'm doing them daily. But for right now, those 3 days a week are kind of my first challenge. If I can get doing that and create a habit of those 3 days, then I can add days and still leave myself room for error, maybe even a little procrastination. So,
and that's a good point. You can avoid procrastination by not giving yourself too big of a goal or too big of a hurdle. To your point, you can't get into flow if the thing is too big and too hard and you can't do it, then you're going to procrastinate on it.
It's not necessarily list making, but I am very process oriented. So when I do have a big goal or achievement or something I need to accomplish, I break it down step by step. It's mm-hmm. just how it works best for my brain. And I may not be able to scratch the entire project off my list, but I can do bits and pieces. And that keeps me going, seeing there's some completion there. So mm-hmm. I know that I got something accomplished.
I know if I carry too much in my head, I mean, I make lists just to keep track of what are the things I need to do, not in order to say I'm going to do this in order, but when I have time, what do I need to be working on? Because if I hold them in my head, I get anxious because I'm going to forget. And then it spins around in my brain and that's not good for me either.
I actually make a to-do list, but then I separate that out and make a to-don't list. So there's things on my to-do list that I move over to my to-don't list that I'm not going to get distracted by. I know it needs to get done, but I'm not going to work on this thing because I don't want it to distract me from these things that will make my day better or make tomorrow easier.
I have a rule that if I have something that's been moved from one list to another three times, that's my indication. I need to ask myself the question, does it not need to be done or does it need to be delegated? Because I'm obviously not going to do it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, and I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Robin, is that a lot of people, and especially micromanagers, that they'll like completely focus on all the tasks instead of allowing all the tasks to go to other people. And to me, they make lousy managers. And Heather, I like when you said that you broke it down in pieces, like when you have a big goal and you break it down in smaller pieces, that's very important because we can't like go after, because the big goal will overwhelm us. But break it down into the smaller pieces is much more effective. And it goes back to the old adage, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And Jen, and you know, like what you said is also very key to this whole thing. Giving other people the parts that are not worthy of you. And Robin, I think you kind of said that. And I think subconsciously, you know that what you were doing was not worthy of you. And it's worthy of somebody else or it's worthy of the trash can. And like with Jen, you divided it up into these different groups. And all of that is so effective, but most people don't think that way. They think they have to like have all these things, you know, the boom, boom, boom. This, I have to do all these things instead of putting it where they need to be. Our brains are not effective at doing something like that. We need to focus on what we can focus on and do and take care of instead of all these other things that will overwhelm us. And I know that Dr. Robin, you have a lot of thoughts going in your mind all the time, and that's overwhelming. I mean, yeah, that would be overwhelming for me. And I had to like do the same thing. That's the reason when I was running my business, and I told you this before, I fired myself as president and CEO. Mm-hmm. Only time I've ever been fired like that.
Heather, did you have a last thought you'd like to add?
I just think it is really important to break things up so it's more digestible for you. You're going to achieve the bigger goal if you can break it down and find things where you can get that satisfaction of completion and you know you're making progress. And something I really like to do that works for me is actually try to put a measurement on things that typically are not measurable. So if there's a conversation I need to have or something more difficult, I'm going to break it down into the steps. Did I plan a time for when the conversation is going to happen? Yes. Did I prepare by journaling my thoughts on it? Yes. The conversation's going to be what it's going to be. And it's still a big step to get there. So I think it's important to measure whatever I can, because that's my world. I live in measurements. And for me, sometimes if they aren't there, it maybe doesn't exist.
And that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. And I look forward to speaking to each of you again very soon.